my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula Gordon. Throughout time, humans have wondered about the origins of the universe. Our guest has helped create some of today's scientific answers to those questions. Alan Guth is a world-renowned cosmologist who started his career in particle physics. But rest assured, he speaks everyday English. And he's extraordinarily eager for ordinary people to share his excitement about physics. As a young scientist in the late 1970s, Alan Guth developed a new theory of the origins of the universe called inflation theory. Was Dr. Guth a boy wonder physicist working in splendid isolation? Hardly.
I think physics is very, very much a community activity. I think no idea is ever the product of one person, and certainly inflation is not the product of me alone by any means. There was a tremendous lore of information, and probably the main role I played really was pulling this information together and noticing that it all fit, rather than really inventing any of it.
In addition to being admirably modest, Alan Guth is also widely regarded as having made one of the most important contributions to science in the 20th century with inflation theory. He is professor of physics in the Department of Astrophysics at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Bill Russell and I were eager to talk with one of the great scientists of our age and to better understand how the universe works. So we went to Cambridge, Massachusetts to talk with Alan Guth, who is also a very nice man. Alan Guth, I have become accustomed to thinking about living in a time of great change. I've also become accustomed to being humbled by our guests. I am twice humbled as I come to MIT to talk with you, that not only am I talking with one of the world's great physicists, you put the concept of a time of great change into an entirely different domain. We are children of change, are we not?
Well, yeah, and certainly in the area that I work, cosmology, there's been a lot of changes over the past 10, 15, 20 years, and it looks like things are changing very quickly, and that 5 years from now we'll probably know a lot of things that we don't know now.
The work for which you already are widely known is the development of the idea, with lots of other people, of an inflationary universe, that from the very beginning of whatever, that we've always been in a time of great change, and it happened really fast, right? Did I get that part?
Well, that's right. That's right. If the inflationary theory is right, and I think there's a very, very good chance it is, it means that many of the important events that shaped our universe happened in a fraction of a second, of about maybe 10 to the minus 37 seconds, a decimal point, 36 zeros and a one, that many seconds after the perhaps instant of creation itself. It's rather amazing what kinds of timescales are involved.
That's interesting. I hear you not saying Big Bang.
Well, the trouble with the word Big Bang is that it's a little bit vague in the sense that different people use it in different ways. Some people use the word Big Bang to mean the very instant of creation. Some people use the word Big Bang to refer to the rapid expansion of the early universe. Some people recognize that that expansion is still going on today, and then it's hard to know when the Big Bang ended, if at all. The Big Bang theory is basically the theory that that most cosmologists subscribe to, me included. The inflationary theory is really a twist on the Big Bang theory.
Have we settled? You're saying that. I'm trying to remember if we've settled on a date for that event.
Well, approximately, but not exactly.
Plus or minus a few billion years.
Yeah, that's right. 10 to 20 billion years is very safe. 12 to 16 billion years is probably pretty safe.
Billy is usually the one who, at this point, says, "Paula, whoa, wait a minute. Let's do some definitions here." It is very exciting to talk about the beginnings of the universe. But tell us just the real fundamentals. What's a good definition of cosmology? What's a good definition of what's this work in which you are engaged?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure there is a good definition of cosmology.
That makes me feel better.
It kind of evolves with the people doing it. But roughly speaking, it's the study of the universe as a whole and the study of the history of the universe. I should maybe, while we're clarifying definitions, mention that when people talk about how long ago is the Big Bang or how old is the universe, What we're doing there is we're dating the beginning of the rapid expansion, which is now slowing down but still going on, and which we observe today. There are certainly speculations, including coming from the inflationary theory, that the total age of the universe may in fact be much longer than that. That is, there may have been a very, very long prehistory before the bang that we're now observing.
Oh, that's going to take us to lots of really neat places. We're talking with Alan Guth. We are at MIT. Phil Russell and I are pleased to be here. We hope that you'll stay with us. We're going to be back in just a moment.